It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. The House and Senate gaveled in today and then said, yeah, you know what? It's too nice out to compromise. And they gaveled out. That's Springfield. Then they were like, who wants to hit the state-sponsored slip and slide? Yay! Oh, wait, there's no water? Oh, we ran out of money in the slip and slide budget. Oh, you guys, let's just go back to the hotel and watch reruns of The Sopranos. Free HBO! Right? It feels like all the lawmakers in Springfield are essentially at a convention they don't want to be at. All eyes on Springfield to not only see if a budget compromise can happen, but if the terrible game of political chicken will come to an end. So today's half-day governing doesn't bode well for the future. Again, Republicans have a plan that includes no Democratic input, and it's being called a compromise. That's not usually how compromises work, but okay. There are no Republicans and Democrats that could possibly write a bill together. Don't act like you guys don't play golf together. You know what they say, those who golf together can craft spending plans together. Never mind, reruns of Entourage around in the hotel room. Half day, see you tomorrow. In national news, Republican Karen Handel won her race in the 6th District in the state of Georgia. This is a big referendum on Donald Trump, and Democrats were hoping to send a message for the midterms, but instead, a different message was sent via Twitter from a gloating president who essentially called out Democrats as losers. You know how the most respected athletes of our time do it. Remember when Tom Brady did that? Steph Curry? The Cubs? Remember the Cubs went to Twitter and said, you're losers, Indians. Losers. Right. Anyway, big win for President Trump and another big loss for the Democrats, who at this point seem to have no concept of what they're doing. I mean, what are the slogans they're running on? Vote for us. Hope will change. Or remember when Bill Clinton was cool? Or my personal favorite, we know we're right. Doesn't seem to be sticking. It must be summer in Chicago because the Sun-Times has gone with the downtown danger front cover today. Come on. If it's not violence, then it's flash mobs. If it's not flash mobs, it's shirtless teens running around. The story's not new. So the idea that we like to scare everybody with a threatening headline is just playing to the obvious. The city is a city everywhere. Remember the loop like 20 years ago? Come on. What's tomorrow's headline? Michigan Avenue Mayhem. River North Ruin. Bucktown Blood. I'm trademarking those, by the way. Robbers are posing like Uber and Lyft drivers to pick up passengers and subsequently rob them. Am I the only one left in the world that pays attention to the make model of the car on the app? Then opens the door and says, are you Ahmad? I'm Justin. Ahmad, Justin, good? We good? But man, crafty that criminals are picking up people in their car and then holding them up. I mean, just mugging people on the street? So yesterday. Now you can rob them from the comfort of your own vehicle. What's next? Do we just go to their houses? Hi, are you Randall? I'm here to be robbed. Oh, yeah, great. Could you just put your phone and wallet on the table? I'm watching Netflix. In the wake of some recent bad publicity, United Airlines is doubling down. It was announced today that they're going to start serving Chicago deep dish pizza on some U.S. and Mexico flights. I was just thinking, what do I need on my flight to make it more of a clown show? I know, a microwave cheese pie. Just imagine when that stringy cheese can't be cut by the plastic fork and you drop a piece of tomato sauce on your crotch. I'd be like, here, please, I want you to drag me off this flight. For what? Here, please, drag. What's next? In-flight wings? How about a nacho plate at 5,000 feet? Would that? These are good. In weather? Beauty. In sports, the Blackhawks dealt a blow today with the news that star Marian Hossa is going to miss the entire season with a skin disorder. Funny how usually hockey goes generic with injuries like lower body, upper body, but this time they go specific. But what a loss. Hossa, of course, getting older but still a savvy vet who's been with the squad for all three cups. It'll be interesting to see if the Hawks make any trades to replace him or go ahead with trading away other core players. I don't know the rules here, but reports are saying that Marcus Kruger will remain with the Hawks through the expansion draft, but he might be traded away after. The Hawks will get a little bit of cap relief with Hossa being on the IR, which is drawing conspiracy theories that this is the Hawks essentially announcing Hossa's retirement without the salary cap hit, which I guess could be the first. Oh, you guys got us with the old skin disorder trick. That's Come on. Seen it done so many times. In baseball, a day game at Wrigley? How quaint. Cubs lost the final game of the series today against the Padres on an eighth inning bases loaded walk. Really? Anyway, they beat the Padres in the series. They're currently a game back to the Brewers. Rizzo was 0-for-4 today at the leadoff spot. Unacceptable. Next. What about K-Bry? Miguel Montero? Can we get Montero to lead off? Bring Rossi back out of retirement? Hey, someone's got to lead off. The Cubs go out on an 11-game road trip starting tomorrow in Miami. Ooh, they haven't played well away from Wrigley, so they need to turn that around bigly. The Sox lost a close one last night to the Twins, which is a bummer because they climbed back into it only to lose in the end, although Avisail Garcia played probably the worst right field I've ever seen in my life. I mean, since the days of Wonderleg Bronco League when I was in right, which at the time was a very important position. The game's changed. If you're in right field in Little League, that's where the – yeah, right. Anyway, the Sox need to rebound tonight and get a win or all hope is lost. Well, maybe too hyperbolic, but – if you don't win tonight, we'll never watch you play baseball again, White Sox. Maybe the trade market for Jimmy Butler was overblown. Several reports say the Celtics weren't interested in trading for Butler, or at least at the Bulls' price. And Butler apparently told the Cavs that he didn't want to play in Cleveland, which, let's face it, smart move, right? I mean, have you been to Cleveland? Hopefully they take it personally and we get some LeBron-Butler stare-downs on the court next year when the Bulls are getting blown out. Although, no, the Bulls are notorious for winning the meaningless November matchups against the Cavs. And that's where you're like, whoa, this could be something. Yeah. I mean, that's the Bulls thing. If there's one thing, they should do marketing. They should be big billboards on the expressways. Like, we beat the Cavs in November. Anyway. And finally tonight, news out of Hollywood is that the Han Solo spinoff movie, it's running into problems. Today, the studios fired the directors. Ouch. When asked for comments, studio exec Chewbacca said,
over budget.
Not good. That's the carryout for June 21st, 2017. Hey, we heard fries are bad for you, so you know what we're going to do? Double your order. We got your back. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is going to join us, talk about the half day. It's so nice in Springfield. Just take a half day. We'll talk about that, some city stuff as well. Joins us every Wednesday here on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.